This episode is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code TMS. Just pay $5 shipping. Coming up on TMS, that guy shouldn't get free anything.
Your fruit really stinks.
Arizona is now a ninja state again.
The virus made me do it.
Who left the hatch open?
Call now and Trek Nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. I'm having a good day. I'm having a fun day. I don't know why I keep saying that. I don't know why. It's just something I say. All the time.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
By the power of Grayskull, this is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is Tuesday, Monday, the May 13th, 2019.
Monday, the May 13th.
That's right. We're almost midway through the month, which is crazy.
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. We missed you. We weren't here Friday with our PM edition, so it feels like it's been a while, even though it really hasn't, because the show's daily and it's a lot of content, so what are you complaining about?
It's like you had that entire conversation with them in your head almost.
Yeah,
like,
kind of, yeah.
Here, I'll take care of all this. You be the you and I'll be the me, and I'm just going to go both parts real quick.
Yeah, I'll just do both bits. But we're back, and it's Scott and it's Brian, and we're here. We got things to do, stuff to talk about. Had a weekend. I got away, as you know, for Mother's Day with the wife, and did a little bit of, I don't know, semi-staycation because it was just downtown. But we love doing that because, you know, downtown they got cool little restaurants and things that we never get around to very often. And so it's just like a nice little getaway. And so we did that. And it was lovely. Had a great time. Went with some friends this time. Darren and Ruth Ann. They're awesome. And hung out with them a lot. Yeah, they were great. And while I was gone, I learned who my least favorite personality type is.
Okay.
So I'd like to share today on the show.
Tell me, yes.
Scott's least favorite personality type.
And it feels like we've had so many to choose from. I mean, there is the you know, the doth protest too much type. There's there's the, hey, bro, like and subscribe. Thanks for following my YouTube channel. Yeah. You know, those guys.
Yeah.
Feels like we've got a lot to choose from, so I can't wait to hear who we've got.
Surely there's some crossover here. There's probably multiples in this
probably,
one.
Probably, yes.
I ran into this, and I just about went over and lost it and, like, chewed the guy out. But imagine it's a Friday. Let's see. This was Saturday night at about 10:30 at night, and we were waiting for this. It's a long story, but we were getting cookies delivered. Anyway, this is this weird thing where they bring you cookies. Kim wanted to try it out.
We're getting cookies delivered.
Yeah, and we're at the hotel in the lobby, and they have lots of loungy space in Little America. It's a beautiful hotel. Been there for ages. It's right across the street from the Grand America, which is like a 5-star hotel that presidents stay in. Except I don't think they let Trump come back because he left the sheets all orange. That was kind of weird.
Oh, weird. Yeah. They weren't yellow and pee stained?
No, it's just orange, like a weird, almost like makeup, almost. It was weird. Uh-huh. So then we'll let him in there anymore. But anyway, normally that's where like heads of state come, or, you know, with some big visit to the city, you'll have that place. But we're in a thing across the street. It's a little more affordable and a nice little joint. So we're in there. We're in the front area. Lots of lounge space. Oh, I also learned something, Brian. It's a Vegas thing, so you'll like this.
Wow, it's really weird. Every once in a while, there's like a complete and total network dropout. Like, I'll hear you get all janky, and then it just stops, and then it comes back. And I'm looking to see if there's anything else.
Well, here, I'll put you on Central and see if that helps. Sometimes Central helps.
Oh, let's get over there. Yeah, exactly.
Now we're on the Central servers.
All right, let's see if that makes a difference.
Let's see if those Kansas-based server farm does us any good here. Anyway, so I learned something. This is Vegas-related, all right?
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
So this hotel has tons of space for people to lounge about, have little meetings, hang out with your significant other, comfortable chairs, a place with tables and chairs that are just like little meeting spaces, like all over the place. Throughout the front end of this hotel, lots of places to hang around and chill.
Cool. I like that.
I noticed in Vegas, none of the hotels have that. And now I find the internet, and it's going to seem like this shouldn't have dawned on me just now, but it really did just dawn on me. They don't want me there.
Well, they don't make any money from places where people just hang out.
Yeah, like, they don't want me there. They want me in the casino pulling levers. They want me at tables.
Or they want you at the bars or the restaurants.
Yeah, they don't want me out front.
This surprises you?
No, it annoys me because they are getting my money because I'm staying at their damn hotel. It's not like the hotel's free. So, and also parking is no longer free in Vegas. It used to be free everywhere. It's not anymore. It's annoying.
Well, there's a few places. I mean, Tropicana and Treasure Island are still free, but yeah, for the most part.
Well, that's because you almost have to force yourself to go to those two places. Nobody wants to go there.
That's true. So. Although, you know, what's great about Tropicana, you park at Tropicana and then you go to all the hotels around the Tropicana, which are far better than the Tropicana.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent place to park. And then, yeah, actually that's a good point. So there is that,
I
suppose.
It's funny that it annoys you that a place you know is just trying to get your money, you discover is just trying to get your money.
I guess what I wish is that they would have, I don't know, I guess I wish there would.
You basically want the Albert Brooks Vegas, right? That he described in, what was the movie where his wife were traveling across America?
Oh, I thought it was one where he was dead and Rip Torn was in it. Is that not the one?
No, not Defending Your Life, but. Oh.
I love that movie.
Right, I can't remember the name of it, but he and his wife are traveling across America in this, in basically a Winnebago trailer that they bought. They sold their house. He quit his job. They're just going to live on the nest egg. We're just going to live on the nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Vegas, and he goes to sleep. They both go to sleep. He wakes up. She's not there. He finds her down in the casino, and she's gambled away her entire, lost in America, gambled away almost their entire nest egg.
Jeez.
He's just realized that she's a complete compulsive gambler and wakes up and she's at the roulette wheel picking a random number like, oh, come on, 23. And so he goes to, he arranges a meeting with the casino owner and tells, well, I'm a former ad man. And, you know, maybe this is the kind of thing that Vegas needs. We need to sell your casino as the one who has heart and gave these people their money back because of a dumb mistake.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, he's pitching this whole ad of like, Vegas has heart. Vegas has heart.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And the guy was Gary Marshall says, yeah, if we did that, we wouldn't make any money.
Well, you're making a fine point. They exist to get your money out of them.
Yeah, right.
It was just this reminder of, oh, that's right. If you're not a casino hotel and if you're not Las Vegas, you can actually just chill in this place. Like, you don't
and
have
there
to.
Are probably, and you know, there's going to be exceptions to every rule, but I mean, Plaza does have that area over off to the side, kind of between the sports book or where the sports book, the place where you can watch sports on TV. Actually, we kind of hung out there for quite a while over there by that sports area. We talked with Tom and Jerry last year. Didn't do it this year, but
right.
We had kind of a good little hangout area over there.
Yeah, you're right. But, some of the older stuff, but probably.
But the strip places, there's going to be few and far between. If it's not, you know, basically, if they have an open space where people can hang out, they're like, they're probably people freaking out about that in the executive level saying, how could we make money off of this 20 square foot space? What do we put in there? Yeah. I know a CVS.
Yeah, no, totally. I totally get it. It's all about maximum profit in there.
Yeah.
It was nice to be reminded that some hotels actually cater to your stay. You know, it's not about just shoveling you off somewhere where you got to spend more money.
Well, okay. Okay, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking a stand. I'm taking a stand.
Some hotels care about their
clientele. That's right. All right. Yeah, so here's the deal. So we're in this place. It's 10:30. We're waiting for cookies. Again, it's a dumb thing why we're getting cookies, but there's this new service that brings cookies, and they're supposed to be amazing. So we thought, we're in the mood. Let's get some cookies.
By the hotel, or who's bringing the cookies?
The cookie delivery service. There's some kind of service that just does this, that goes around town and drops off.
Okay. So it's not from the hotel.
No,
it's like
no.
Okay.
Third party service. Right. So we're in there, and that's why we're waiting in the lobby. We're chilling out in the lobby, and we're looking at the front door waiting for this dude to come in. And while we're doing that, I hear somebody go up to the desk, which isn't far from where we're sitting, and start complaining, which is now I'm going to get to my least favorite personality type.
Sure.
This person is complaining because the hotel had to shut down the indoor pool. They have two pools, outdoor and indoor. Mm-hmm. They had to shut down the indoor pool because a kid pooped in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when a kid poops in a hotel like this, you don't just skim it and make sure the pH levels are okay. You freaking empty the pool in this case.
Yeah, you drain and refill. Absolutely, yeah.
That's what these people were doing. They were draining and refilling it. So the pool was closed from 7 to 10 that night. And this guy in his big dumb Hawaiian shirt, no offense, no offense, Brian. I know you like those ones.
I know. I was like, come on, that's 2/3 of my closet. No. His big dumb Hawaiian shirt.
You wear it well. Let's just say that. So he goes up to this counter and he starts really laying into this girl about how disappointed he is that he can't use the pool. And what are you going to do for me? And here's what I do when the pool gets shut down. Mm. I don't go to the pool. That's it. That's it. I'm done.
Right.
There's nothing else to say. You make other plans. Exactly. You just don't have the pool for that time. Or maybe the hot tub's all right. Let's go in there. But that's it. You don't get to go. And this guy is asking for his 3 nights reimbursed. He wants all his hotel money back because the pool got closed because a kid pooped in it.
No, was his name Michael Phelps?
No, or, it was not.
Was his name Greg Louganis?
No, it was.
Okay.
It was Craig Huganis so is his
sole
name.
Purpose for his sole purpose for coming to that hotel. He's implying that the sole purpose of him coming to that hotel was for the pool. And if I can't get those 3 hours of pool time back, I want my entire stay reimbursed.
And this isn't even like a parent with little kids. This is an older guy. He's there with his wife. It's, he just wants to be in the pool. It's a nice amenity. A pool's nice. So I hear them going back and forth and back and forth. And he's like, I'm demanding satisfaction. Zubba, zubba, zubba. Freaking out, going off on this poor girl. And she finally says, well, there's not a whole lot I can do for you, but I can do this. I can get you 2 free Mother's Day, so Sunday, buffet tickets, which is no small order. These are $58 a piece, these buffet tickets.
Yeah.
They're high end. It's a high end buffet, and it attracts lines of people every year because they have this famous Mother's Day buffet every year at this place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, when we left Sunday, the place was just lousy with people waiting for food lines to get into this buffet. That's how crazy it is.
To get to that buffet.
So they give this guy $120 worth of this free ticket thing. And I was so mad, I just about went over there and just said, nobody owes you anything, Mr. Entitled. The pool is a thing that's either up or it's not. It's not part of the deal. It's not the guarantee. You didn't come to a concert and the band said, sorry, we're not playing. That's not what happened. I wanted to just go kick him in his little tiny shriveled up nuts. Just bam, 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 3 or 4 times with my foot. Because I was so annoyed with this guy.
And that's maybe where Vegas gets it right. Because they have that whole separate resort fee, right? They'll say you pay your X amount for your room. Oh, but that doesn't include the amenities. The amenities are tucked in the separate resort fee. And that way, well, I don't know if it certainly probably isn't the reason they do it, but it does allow them to be able to say, oh yeah, you came here specifically for the pool. All right, no problem. We'll refund you the resort fee that you paid for this day.
Yeah.
And then they're only out like $25.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And here's
the
thing.
Did you still get your USA today? Did you still go to the fitness club?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Did you use the Wi-Fi?
My biggest complaint is that I got the feeling he would do this no matter what. So the pool is his excuse this time. But he could have just walked up there and said, my water was slightly warmer than I expected in the tub.
Oh, it could have been anything, right? Like the bed wasn't comfortable or I had to come down twice to get additional towels or something like that. I want all my money back.
Yeah. And now all of those are reasons to maybe say, hey, just so you know, we had to come get our towels and it would have been cool if you guys, oh, sir, sorry, sir, like whatever. I'm not saying he shouldn't have a beef or even a beef about this pool thing. But the pool, really? You're going to say that your entire trip should be reimbursed because the pool wasn't open.
For three nights get refunded because the pool was down for 3 hours.
Yeah, nobody wants to see his freaking chicken skin weirdo old man ass in the pool anyway. Nobody wants to be floating around with that. That guy's got 4-inch hairs hanging off his shoulder, just floating in there. Like a freaking Cthulhu monster in the pool. Nobody wants him.
Yeah, and the problem is this guy will go home. He'll still be all ticked off, even though we got a couple nice buffets. And he'll write a scathing Yelp review about this. And probably, like, even talk about how the woman at the counter didn't even help. She's some, you know, teenager, not even authorized to be able to do anything. And she refused to get a manager, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And because of that, you know, a rating, a score, a star rating might go down a half a star or something. And it's a bummer because it's, you know, it's one guy being a dickhead.
Yeah.
And
I just don't know how you do it. You know what? That's why it rubs me so wrong, Brian, is because I can't do it. Yeah. That is so opposite of me in every way. Oh. I've said before, like, if we're at a restaurant and the waiter brings out a plate of horse poo by accident, I may send it back and say, oh, shoot, you got the horse poo instead of the food I ordered.
Wait. They bring out a plate of horse poo and you may send it back? There's a scenario where you don't send a plateful of horse poo back.
All right, wrong term. May is not the right term. I will send that back, but I'll end up tipping those people anyway. Like, we live in a society, damn it. It's time for people to buck up. You'll be okay without your pool there, Grandpa. You'll be fine. Although I did hear another really great story. This is from my buddy Darren. He was talking about some gym he goes to. And he said, one day he goes in there, and there's some dude in his 70s who's buck naked, all right? He's got one leg propped up on top of the counter by the sink where everybody would go wash their hands or check their hair or whatever by the mirror. He's got his leg propped up there, buck naked, and he's got a hair dryer plugged in, and he's blow-drying his under units.
He's right, giving his... giving his undercarriage a little "How's your father?"
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, just going both sides, kind of getting all just standing there like he owns the place. So maybe what this is just, and maybe I'm headed there, but these guys, they get to their like 60s and 70s, and they're just like
zero F's left.
Yeah,
to give.
Everybody owes me everything. I owe nothing to anyone. I'm gonna blow dry my under nuts. Anyway, it was a very fun trip other than that. Although I did run into this, like, let's say he's a neighbor when I was a teenager.
Okay.
Across the street. And it was nice to see him. It's been a long time. But when I was growing up, I think they thought I was kind of a problem. I think they thought I was kind of weird and this tall, skinny art nerd that, you know, didn't like authority and didn't have a lot of respect and stuff. I think that's how they kind of felt about me back then. So when he met me now, he kept making comments like, oh, well, look at you. You turned out okay, I guess. Oh.
You sure did right by yourself there.
You did fine. You did. Hey, how long have you been married? 26 years. Oh, my goodness. Well, I would have never thought that. Like, it was that kind of thing. And they're very sweet. And I'm not besmirching them. They're wonderful people. But all of that feeling of like, oh, no, this adult doesn't think I'm.
But they read you wrong as a kid.
Yeah, or maybe they read me right, but they just weren't good at predicting the future because, you know, people mature and they're not always weird. Like, he knew me when I was, like, I had a Honda generator on the roof and I would watch VHS movies on the roof in the summer for, like, 3 months. And so he'd be across the street and he would see that probably and go, what the frick is happening at their house? So,
oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, that's my story. How was Detective Pikachu?
It was pretty much what you'd expect. You know, it's basically, I want to say it's this generation's Who Framed Roger Rabbit or even Wreck-It Ralph. I mean, probably same generation's Wreck-It Ralph because Wreck-It Ralph wasn't that long ago. But it's basically one of those things where you've got a decent story, but really you're going there to say, oh, look at all the Easter eggs. Look at all the little, you know, characters, the side characters that they've kind of shoved in the background. There's a such and such and a Duo and a Licky Tongue and da 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 da. Mm. So it's basically, if you are a Pokemon fan, and I wouldn't even say necessarily Pokemon Go, Tina had a great time, even though the story was, again, meh. The story's meh.
It's a kid's story,
but
right?
It's a kid's story, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, Bill Nighy's in it. I love me some Bill Nighy.
Does he play himself or some sort of creature unit?
He plays a he plays a live action character, if that's what you're asking.
Yes.
He doesn't play Bill Nighy.
Yes, that is what I'm asking. I like him a lot. He's awesome. Didn't know he was in this. Awesome. Is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy? Bad guy?
Well, I don't want to say anything because who knows? It might be important to the story to know what he is.
Does someone have to throw a ball at him to catch him or anything?
Yes. You got to go catch a Bill Nighy.
Great.
He evolves into a William Nighy.
Got to get them all. I heard really good things about it. So it seems like you had a fun time. Good time.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends on the theater you go to. It depends on the people around you. Obviously, we watched it in 3D because time-wise, it worked out the best for us to see a 3D movie. Mm. And this is a good one to see in 3D because it's so much CGI that it's kind of made for that. Mm.
What if I still really hate 3D? Can I not? Would you still recommend
go
it?
Do 2D? Okay. Yeah. If you hate 3D, hey, I hate 3D. Things flying at me.
Hate it. So yeah, that'd be great. I totally hate it. Yeah, it gives me a headache. It feels darker than it should. Even the best theaters doesn't feel right. I never liked it.
If it's a Pixar film, I will always consider 3D because I feel like those things really do well with the way the 3D is presented. And this one, it certainly wasn't like a 3D for 3D's sake, like we're going to put a floating Voltorb right in your face because it's 3D. But I don't know. It's
if I ever get busted for a giant crime and they're trying to find evidence, like DNA evidence, they'll never find it in a 3D theater because I never go. Like it's the one place that won't find any.
That's a weird way to go with a weird way to.
No skin follicles, no hair follicles, no sign of Scott. That's my plan. If I ever commit a major crime, I'm going to try to draw all their attention to 3D theaters so that they spend their time in there wasting their time because you won't find me in a 3D theater.
I don't know. I certainly don't hate it. It's not my preferred method of seeing, my preferred format of seeing a movie. Yeah. Like I said, if it's Pixar, if it's something like that, that is all CGI or heavily CGI, then I'll consider it. We only consider it in this case because it was like, well, we either go to a really late showing or we go to a really early showing, or we see this one that's at the perfect time. It's 3D. It's in the AMC Prime Theater. Super comfortable. So it's like, let's just do that. And there are lots of seats available.
Yeah. It's because no one else likes 3D either. That's the other reason that those places are empty. Geez. No, it's true. Why are they less full? If you go to like go see Endgame and the 3D theater has seats still, it's because no one likes 3D, right?
No, I think it's because there's people who are planning on seeing like a dinner time show. We wanted a mid-afternoon show. And the theater, it certainly wasn't empty. I mean, it was probably two-thirds of the way full.
Yeah,
but I don't think, I don't think people prefer 3D. I think that you're kind of on one extreme, but I don't think everybody hates 3D like Scott hates 3D.
I think if there was a boat and we were all on a boat and one side of the boat said anti-3D and then the far other end of the boat was like pro-3D, we'd be sinking the boat on my side because way more of us really dislike it. There'll be a few of you in the middle like you where they can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I don't care. Exactly. Yeah,
there'll be a bunch of you in the middle, but I think our ship's going to sink either way.
And I stand behind it. I think it depends on the film. Mm. I think that there's films where 3D is okay.
Yeah. Jay Calhoun, I'm tempted to go see Detective Pikachu, but I hate children. So he's going to wait.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Come on, kids are fun, especially if they're enjoying a film. Like a movie like that, it's fine if there's a bunch of kids in there. And as long as they're not screaming and being annoying, I guess.
Yeah, there was a kid sitting directly in front of us, and he was having a great time. Every once in a while, he'd like shout out the name of a character or like a Pokemon. It's like, all right, it's kind of fun, actually. He didn't mind that.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Well, all right. This is good. Yes. This is a good lesson, everybody. Spend your money wisely. Go see Detective Pikachu.
See it if you want to see it, if you're interested in it. Okay. Certainly, this is not a glowing review by any means. This is me saying, if you're into Pokemon, then go see it.
Wow. And so you don't think if you're not into Pokemon, not worth your time?
No, God, no. No, there's no, if you're not into Pokemon, what are you going to go for? A mediocre story?
That's a good point. Let's see. Did well over the weekend.
I don't think I'd recommend it to you because I think you maybe played, what, one of those games in the 90s?
I played, and I never liked the... I can't stand random battles. I hate them, so I quit playing pretty early. Yeah.
You'll be happy to know there aren't random battles in the movie.
Oh, that's good. So someone's not just running around and bumps into something in the weeds and then has to fight it? That doesn't happen?
Right, no, it doesn't happen.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds is... he's all right in it. I mean, it's certainly not going to be your Deadpool level of Ryan Reynolds, but it's enough Ryan Reynolds that Tina enjoyed that part of it.
Well, you heard what exists. She likes Ryan Reynolds. There's a cut of this movie where all the outtakes and him being goofy on mic, where he cusses tons. So apparently there's enough content to make a whole cut of this movie that could be rated R if they wanted to.
Seriously?
Just based on the language, yeah. That's hilarious. That could be really...
I'd see it again. I mean, I have no plans ever, even when it comes on streaming or anything like that, I have no plans to see this movie again. However, if they release that version, yes, I'd see that.
Also, things are looking real good for John Wick Chapter 3, so very excited.
Cool.
That's next weekend, and it already is enjoying a 98%.
I hate Wick movies. I hate movies that feature Wicks.
Oh, I love movies that feature Wicks.
If there's a candle, nope, I won't see it. If there's ever any sort of murder that takes place at a movie that features a Wick in the title, I'm not going to go see it. You won't find any of my DNA in a Wick movie.
That's right. You'll never find a Wick movie with my DNA in it. But I wouldn't watch it in 3D. I'll watch John Wick 3 probably multiple times, but I will not watch it in 3D.
Well,
boom! Then. Take that, 3D
okay,
lovers.
Okay, you won that one. You won that one, Johnson.
I don't know if you paid attention here, though, but the chat room seems to be overwhelmingly on my side for once.
It doesn't. I've been watching the chat room, and there are people who are saying I like 3D. I've made peace with 3D. So you can't use your...
No. I'm just talking about...
You can't use your I told you so on this one, Johnson.
I'm just talking about volume-wise. If we did a straw poll in there...
I think that there are people who've said, like, Gutter's a tool. I prefer 3D. Darth Van, I hated 3D one time. Now I made my peace with it.
Yeah, I just bought two last night. What does it mean you made your peace with it? It means you don't go to 3D movies anymore, right? That doesn't make any sense. I've made peace with 3D. What does that mean? Does that mean are you still going to see 3D movies? Or does that mean you avoid them but you no longer get all worked up like me about it? Is that what he's saying? I don't know what that means.
I think he's saying that there are some movies that he probably is okay with 3D in.
All right. This is the other problem. Even if we did a straw poll, you guys like to cheese me and troll me so much that there's no way it'd be a fair poll anyway. There'd be people who hate 3D that would vote the other way just to see me writhe on the air. So I'm not going to do it. Oh, Jay Calhoun already made one. All right, let's go vote. Here you go. Chat room, you got it. Do you like 3D?
No. Oh, and this is going to turn into a, see, Brian, see?
No, this is the problem is he did that thing you're not supposed to do.
Do you like 3D movies? Here's the thing. Do you like 3D movies?
No.
I can't answer that with a full-on yes because I don't necessarily like 3D movies. There are movies I will see in 3D. This is a garbage, and I like the third option, Pol Pot. This is a garbage straw poll because it does not take into offense, take into account people who are like, oh, I'm okay with 3D.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't. In fact, that Pol Pot should have been indifferent or don't care or doesn't matter. It should have been something like that.
Right.
You know what? Everybody in the chat, treat Pol Pot as that third option. But I would like to mention that we are now 61. We're 61% to 21%.
Here it comes. I predicted that. That is the thing I predicted perfectly was Scott saying, see, I'm right.
Look at the numbers. Look at that. That's a pretty wide margin right there.
It's a garbage 3D poll. It's garbage. No, because it's absolutely garbage.
Somebody make another poll that adheres to Brian's poll standards.
Oh,
Then we'll vote in there. Don't bother. Then we'll vote in there.
Now let's get to Babel Royale. We got people waiting.
60 to 17%. Look at it.
You know what? You're right, Scott. I give up on 3D movies. They all suck. I'm done watching 3D movies. You've convinced me. You've turned me around on this completely.
Finally, I've done it. I knew I could if I worked hard at it. All right, let's get... who are we doing here this with? Oh, we're doing it with Randy.
Randy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting him in here. All right, here we go. Let's do some Babel Royale, and let's have people win some stuff, because damn it... Oh, geez, we're already getting a call. Hold on. Oh, this is all happening so fast. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
That's a thing. Okay. Oh, that's loud. Hold on a second, loud person. Did they hang up? No.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay, don't go anywhere. Stay right there. You're our friend. We like you. Also, Randy, you're here. You're here somewhere.
Oh my gosh, am I here? Yes. Okay. So,
all right. Hold on. Wait, I gotta play this first. Hold on. It's time for us to play a little Battle Royale, and Randy's here. Randy, what were you going to say? Go.
Two things. One, that Detective Pikachu was awesome.
Okay.
It was so good, Scott. You're going to love this movie. It has so much heart. And oh my gosh, I was crying at the end.
Wow.
Not Endgame crying. Endgame, really? I cried like a dozen times at the end. But Detective Pikachu, oh my gosh. You spend the whole movie wondering, are they going to do the thing, the particular thing? You don't really realize it until you're watching the movie. You wonder, are they going to do a thing? Are they going to do a thing? And then they do the freaking thing at the end of the movie. They were just, oh, it was so satisfying.
Well, all right.
I'm sorry. Ibbot, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure out what the thing was. I'm like, what's the thing? What's the thing he's talking about?
Yeah. Did you really, I mean, you really liked it. You're not just being ironic here or something.
Yes, I loved this movie. I thought it was so nice.
And you probably played a bunch of Pokemon games in the 90s, right, growing up?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I definitely watched the cartoon, like the original first 100 episodes of Pokemon.
Oh,
but
okay.
The main thing for me was that it did hit all the notes for Pokemon lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
yes, 100%. There were random encounters. Yes, there was literally a trainer throwing a ball to try to catch a Pokemon, et cetera, but it left all of those where they belong. Mm. They weren't a big deal. They were part of the, just a passing fancy along with this story. So like, if you know nothing about Pokemon, you're going to learn enough as you go to appreciate the universe they live in.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like we're Brian and I are on the opposite side of that thing I always talk about, where you're like, it's a good movie, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
And people treat you like you hated it. Like that, you clearly didn't hate it. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely didn't hate it. And I'd say, but I'd say I probably would not have enjoyed it had I not been a Pokemon Go player. Had I not like seen these guys and go, oh, look, there's one of those guys. Oh, what's this guy right there? But I mean, story wise, it's like, it's a story.
What was your ratio? ratio to each Pokemon that would show up? Did you know how many? Did you know who they were immediately, just on sight? Like, you're like, oh, that's
probably
that one.
About 80% of them.
That's pretty good.
Oh, really? I knew all of them.
I wouldn't know. Well, I don't think I'd know 10% of them. Probably, I'd probably get super lost.
But that's not the. It doesn't matter. It really does not matter if you know any of them, because this movie is absolutely carried from beginning to end by Ryan Reynolds, and he is so charming and so funny, and it's just I just love this movie. Like, I don't see a reason to not go see it. Like, like you said, you can see it in 2D if you don't like 3D. I saw it in 3D. I thought the 3D was very competent. That's my highest compliment for 3D. It's very competent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, other thing, most important, mm-hmm. other thing. Mm-hmm. I've been making a list for Battle Royale. So if
that's not how this game works.
if the category is awesome television shows that ruined it all in their final season, I'm here. I got it. I'm going to blow this one down.
Another one, a thing I do not agree with you on, but that's okay. A rushed, yes. Bad, no. But we're not going to spoil anything, everybody. Go watch your Game of Thrones. All right, we got a caller on the line.
He's clearly talking about Veep.
Yeah, it's got to be Veep.
Yep. And Dexter. And
by the way, I loved last night's Veep finale. That's all I'm going to say about
it. I got to catch up and watch it. I've not seen any of the season yet, but I will. We have a listener on the line whose name is who? Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joe from Los Angeles.
Well, hello, Joe. Thanks for your patience and hanging on there for us. We appreciate it. We're going to play a little game with you, see if we can win you some prizes. Joe, Brian Ibbot will explain to you the rules.
Yes, that's right, Joe. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway. I'm going to give Scott and Randy Jordan a topic. I'm a creature of script, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win is going to go to the other player. Your job, Joe, is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic today. You are playing for a prize package that includes the last copy of Leaving Earth by J.W. Scarpacci, as well as, courtesy of Rydog, a couple of Steam games, excellent ones, Dead Rising 2, I loved Dead Rising, and one I don't know about, A Story About My Uncle. here's spoiler alert, it's actually about his aunt. Two games on Steam, as well as the last copy of Leaving Earth on Kindle by J.W. Scarpacci.
Nice.
The topic today is, this one comes to us from Joe Acosta, who's, just been killing it with recommendations or Babel Royales. So we talked last week about McDonald's.
That's me. Oh, that's him. This is that Joe.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess I can't use this one, can I? You should. You've given me like eight of these. I don't know if you should be allowed to.
He's not providing answers.
No, I know. Well, that's actually true. Yeah, that's a really good point. Never mind. Yeah, you can.
We can try it.
Yeah. Well, there's no effect on the game because it really does depend on the two of you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. We're using this, and you get to hear it live. McDonald's, we talked about last week, starting to sell the Stroopwafel McFlurry, and the Grand Extreme McBacon Burger, the Tomato Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich, Cheesy Bacon Fries. Those are going to start June 5th. But this is America, and right now we can get 11 delicious 100% all-beef burgers today at McDonald's. So there are 11 burger menu items that are all beef, no chicken sandwiches, no fish witch, no or filet of fish or whatever. Talking about the 100% all beef burgers.
All right.
There are 11 on the menu right now. How many can you name?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All right, Joe. So, Joe, knowing so much about this this question and the answers, how well do you think the guys are going to do? Who do you think is going to take this?
Well, now I'm stuck because I was thinking Brian and Scott were going to be the ones I was writing the quiz for. So I'm going to say Randy to win with Scott to start.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Burger pressure, Randy. Burger pressure.
I didn't go to McDonald's for like a decade. And then it just happens the last like 2 or 3 months. I've been going to McDonald's like once a week. So,
oh, wow. Are you trying to get the Avengers endgame figures too?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
That's the whole reason.
And the thing is, like, I can order with my eyes closed because I don't really venture outside of like a couple of things that I like. So it's like, how much have I looked at that big board of a menu? I don't know.
By the way, do those come with every meal or only kids' meals? Or how do you get those things? What do you do to get them when you're at McDonald's? The toys? Nobody? No one knows?
No idea.
I'm sorry. Say the question again. I thought you were asking Randy. So
either one of anyone who has the toys, how do you get the toys? How do you?
You just walk up to the counter and say what Happy Meal toys do you have, and they'll sell them to you separately.
Oh, so they do cost.
I'll actually still buy something. Yeah. I found out that according to the Weight Watchers app, blows my mind. The vanilla cone only 2 Weight Watchers points, which is like. Knowing that ice cream is only 2 points blows my freaking.
That's because there's zero food in it. It's a fascinating.
I know
substance.
The code. I'm sure the code is like the same packing material that Amazon ships your router in. But, but the fact that the ice cream doesn't have enough dairy in it to really layer on some points kind of bums me out.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with Big Mac and get that out of the way.
Knock the Big Mac out, and of course, it's right there. 2 all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. 540 calories on that bad boy, the Big Mac, right there.
I'm going to start on the other end of the menu, and I'm going to say hamburger.
That seems like a good one to choose. Hamburger, only 250 points, and it's basically a burger with... these weird dehydrated onion things on there.
You said the vanilla cone was 2 points?
2 points.
So the hamburger is literally 125 times? That's unbelievable.
Well, it's
125x.
It's because it's not really ice cream, right? Isn't that stuff?
No. I'm not talking about how many points. I said 250 calories on the hamburger?
Yes, you did. And I was just like, that's an insane.
Oh,
what
God,
is White Watchers doing?
Yeah, McDonald's.
No, I'm curious, actually, what a McDonald's hamburger is, points-wise.
Just burger-wise, it's probably not that bad. It's probably
8 points for a single hamburger.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's a pretty shitty meal, though, right? Yeah. Like, it's not good.
No, definitely not.
All right, I'm going to go with the McDouble. I like the McDouble.
The McDouble, 200% pure beef patties, seasoned with just a pinch of salt and pepper, topped with tangy pickles, chopped onions, ketchup, mustard, and a slice of melty American cheese. Joe, you really went all out on the flavor text for these answers, which I absolutely appreciate.
I reached out to the marketing team at McDonald's. They were very gracious.
Really?
I should have reached out to Weight Watchers. I could have answered via the points questions as well.
Oh.
I appreciate that. 390 calories on that McDouble.
All right. Well, then my next answer needs to be the McHalf, which is a cheeseburger. That would be a McDouble minus one of those patties. Cheeseburger is one of my original go-tos. I went back when they had you could get a hamburger or a cheeseburger for like 50 cents. And I drive up and order like 10 cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Back when we had the metabolism to process that garbage back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my go-to as well. When they did there was always one extra value meal that instead of having like a ginormous burger, you'd get two cheeseburgers and fries and a drink. And I'd always do the two cheeseburgers and fries and a drink for whatever. I don't know. Maybe it was the bun. I like the cheeseburger bun. But yeah, of course, that's on here. 300 calories for the same thing that's a hamburger, but a slice of melty American cheese on top.
Scott,
I'm thinking.
I'm rooting for you.
starting to run out. Oh, the quarter pounder.
Ooh,
the quarter pounder, of course. Yep, quarter pounder is 540 calories. We're going to call it the quarter pounder with cheese, even though you can get it without cheese, and that qualifies. So, quarter pounder with cheese. Pinch of salt, pepper, sizzled on a flat iron grill, then topped with a slivered onions, tangy pickles, and two slices of melty cheese on a sesame seed bun.
Mm. All right.
All right. So I'm going to take a risk here because I've stared at something on the menu and wondered why. Why is this a thing? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to risk that you will accept double cheeseburger as a different sandwich than the ones we've previously named. And I think I know the answer why there's both a McDouble and a double cheeseburger on the menu. The double cheeseburger,
is it a separate item on the menu, Randy?
It appears to have an extra slice of cheese when I look at all those big pictures that are flashing in my face.
That is correct. Yes, the double cheeseburger, 200% pure beef patty seasoned, the blah, blah, blah. Two slices of melted American cheese, which is the only differentiation between the McDouble and the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I dare you to go to McDonald's and say I want a McDouble, but give me two slices of cheese. Just see what they say.
You actually get the high school student behind the counter. You'll see smoke coming out of their ears, and I don't get it. Does not compute.
You know, I live in California, so they all have those ordering kiosks now. And if you're willing to get out of your car and go in the horrible weather out there, you can make all sorts of weird things.
All right, I'm gonna go with. You just went. I'm really nervous these aren't on all the menus. Does it have to be nationwide? Can it be a thing that's only happening regionally or what?
I'm curious about what McDonald's thing you have that's only regional.
Well, sometimes they do test
the
markets.
The Utah Classic or something.
No, it's not like that. It would be a test. Current. They do
it'd
test
be,
stuff.
It would be current, like current stuff.
All right.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you guys get test markets?
Yeah,
stuff
I think I'm pretty sure lots of areas do, but we get... We had one recently, and I don't know if I dare do it. All right, I'm just going to go with the one I think is on there, which is the Mac Jr. or the Big Mac Jr.
There is not a Big Mac Jr. on the current nationwide
market.
That must have been a.
It was, yeah. This came and went here, and it stopped.
I can get it here. I think. I think I can get it now. Are we sure?
It's not on the current list of 11, and.
Hold on.
It may have been, and certainly may have been a thing where it was like, yeah, around for a limited time, and then they...
Poop. It seems like there was...
How about the other one, the Grand Mac? Is that not
there?
Yeah,
that also disappeared.
The same time. Yeah, that was a limited time thing here as well. The
Damn
Grand
it.
Mac and the Junior Big Mac.
All right, well, we know what that means.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
That is to say, Joe is. You want to tell us the rest of the burgers?
I will tell you
once
the
again.
Rest.
I just want to say once again, I won, but I was really running on fumes, man. I was, I was like, okay, I got a double quarter pounder with cheese in me, and then I'm tapped. That's it.
Yeah.
So you didn't have anything? What did you say you still had in the pocket? Did you have one
double
in your pocket?
Quarter pounder with cheese was the only thing I knew for sure I could go with.
Is a double quarter pounder with cheese? Oh my gosh!
Basically, you should just call it a half pounder with cheese.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
The mushroom and Swiss burger, the double mushroom and Swiss burger, the quarter pounder with cheese, double quarter pounder with cheese, bacon smokehouse burger. And do you want to guess? Yes, it is the double bacon smokehouse burger.
If there's a such thing as a double bacon smokehouse burger, there should absolutely still be a Grant Big Mac. That's just not fair.
You're
right. Should be a double Big Mac, because that's the only thing on here that isn't either a regular or a double version, right? Because like the McDouble, if you get it without cheese, is basically a double hamburger, the double cheeseburger.
But that Big Mac would be what, like six patties and
four patties, and I guess it depends on what they really double. If they just double the meat, then it's really two patties. But those two patties aren't like the quarter pounder patties. No. They're probably 8-pound patties.
I'm not even sure.
All right, give me a quick round table. Scott Johnson, what's your order at McDonald's? You're going there for lunch right now.
If I went right now, like this second.
Now, forget the diet whole thing. Like your lifetime of experience leads you to an order at McDonald's.
I really do like the McDouble, but if you're asking today, I'd get that bacon, or I'd get that mushroom and Swiss thing and fries and a Coke, because you only get Coke there. Anything else is stupid. You have to get Coke.
And
there.
We're saying diet notwithstanding. Like, this is.
Yeah. You're going to McDonald's for one final lunch and you're getting what you want.
You're like 17 years old.
Portal is going to open in my stomach and anything I eat is going to go to another, is going to go to the soul dimension or something like that.
Right. Yes.
Big Mac with large fries.
All right, that'll work.
Nice. And a shamrock shake. Well, I guess they're not making them right now, so it'd just be a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
I developed this thing a long time ago where I get a Big Mac and I also get an order of McNuggets, and you squeeze the Big Mac down a little bit, and what comes out, you swipe your McNugget through that before you eat the Big Mac.
What's the daily double? They have something called double on here. Is that a thing?
Wait. So you do the Big Mac squeezins into like a into your cardboard box, and then you dip the nuggets into the squeezins.
You hold the Big Mac in your left hand and you squeeze it a little bit. You pick up a McNugget and you just drag it across the side of the Big Mac.
Gross.
And collect the edge.
Freaking fantastic. And sometimes you get both Thousand Island and cheese and a sliver of lettuce, and it's fantastic.
Which is why you don't just say, give me an order of chicken McNuggets and a side of special sauce.
No. You got to do this all together, because once you've eaten those nuggets, then you still have the remainder of the Big Mac to shove in your face.
Now, they have a dollar menu, and on there they have the grilled onion cheddar burger. They have something called the Daily Double. Do these count at all?
They weren't on this list, so I don't know what
not that I knew them or anything, but
issue is. I don't know if those are.
I'm annoyed by their menu, because their menu says dollar menu and more. You would think that means what it means is most of it costs more than a dollar is what they mean by that.
Right, exactly. It's like the everything's a dollar plus store. So everything's a dollar except for these items that aren't a dollar.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I think the only thing that's a dollar on that dollar menu are the any size soda.
You might be right. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, here, the grilled onion cheese cheddar burger, whatever that is only a buck, it says. And then the barbecue ranch burger is only a buck if you get the dollar version.
Joe, those didn't come up when you were putting this question together. I love the fact that you're on here.
The way they set up the website, it has just the national burgers. And so I'm guessing those are their all beef patty burgers. Mm-hmm. And so who knows what the dollar menu burger is made of if it wasn't listed in their all beef patty burger section.
Is it bad that I want to go there?
Beef patties.
I kind of want to go there right now. What? You guys are killing me with this. I want to eat.
By the way, one more
Operation Skinny Scott. They're taking a dark turn today. After
Battle
Royale.
Not going to work.
One more quick question about McDonald's, because this is the subject that fascinates me to no end. If you don't have Big Mac squeezins for your nuggets, what are you dipping them in? What's your choice dip?
Honey mustard for me.
Szechuan thing that the
the Rick and Morty Szechuan stuff.
Yeah, I love that stuff. It's really good.
Well, you know, they have a sweet chili, or at least they do here. They have a sweet chili sauce that's pretty.
Oh,
pretty
really?
Good and close. Yeah. Do they not have that there?
No,
I have no idea.
We do our pink sauce thing here in Utah, so that's a thing I do. Mm-hmm. I do some of that business. I'm trying to think what else I like in there.
No, I love the sweet chili idea, because man, that's That's something that Tina and I looked all over the place for in Australia, and we basically tried to make our own when we got back, because they had the sweet chili sauce was one of their go-to condiments at restaurants.
Does McDonald's have a like a secret? You know how you can go to I can't think of any names all of a sudden. In-N-Out, yeah, how they'll give you like. Is there any like wink wink things I can say to a McDonald's guy and he'll do something funny to a burger that nobody knows about?
Oh yeah. There's websites absolutely chock full of things that the McDonald's people tend to know what to do with.
Oh yeah, look at this. McDonald's secret menu. Hacking the menu. Oh, maybe I will go there today. All right,
yeah,
see.
And I don't feel like you've lived if you've not ordered two Big Macs and then tried to put them together, tried to lace them together into one big tall burger. It's wow. So interesting.
You do it like a deck of cards, just put it all together like that.
That's kind of funny.
That would be pretty good. All right, Joe, you're the winner, clearly. And all you got to do is send an email to briancoverville@gmail.com. He'll send you your winnings. And by all means, keep sending us topics. You seem to be good at this.
Absolutely. You send some great ones, and... you deserve these prizes, so well done.
Well done, dude. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys. More on the way.
All right, we'll see you later. How do I hang up on you? There we go. Well done. Very well done. Brad, yeah, Randy.
it's not even done away. Like our most recent.
It's because I just got a text from Daryl. He says he's got some internet problems, so we're calling him at home today. So,
oh, okay,
that'll cool. be fun. Anyway, hey, that's it. Dad, thanks for standing in, dude. We want to wish our pal Dunaway a good week. He devastating family stuff happening there with his fiance's family, and he is very busy just trying to make sure things are okay. And so we're thinking about you, Dunaway. We hope you're okay, buddy, and no worries. Even if you're not here Wednesday, we'll cover for you. We got you.
Yeah. Dunaway's such a good dude. It just bugs me whenever my friends are hurting.
Yeah, something bad happens and somebody we know this well and like this much, it's extra not easy. So we hope things go okay.
One of my mom's best friends died a few days ago, and they had the funeral yesterday on Mother's Day.
Oh gosh!
And it was it was like the only time the family could possibly do it, and it was the only time like the funeral home could do it. And it was interesting because I'm talking to my mom, right? Happy Mother's Day! I hope you like the flowers I sent you. And she's fine, but she's like, so I'm just back from like this like family reunion that I went to on Mother's Day of crying people. Mm. But it was interesting. It got me thinking like Mother's Day should be like that. Like not the death part and the crying part, but getting to see all of her friends and her friends' kids and this kind of thing was like really uplifting for her. And I just got to think of it, man, moms should have like a Mother's Day gathering every year. That was like something we should make happen.
Yeah, why not? That's why we do this thing. Kim always goes out of town for Mother's Day. She much prefers it to the usual, which is sort of, sitting around waiting for your kids to do something nice, which I don't think anyone likes doing very much. Randy, always a pleasure. Randy Deluxe on Twitter. We will, of course, have him back with us this coming Saturday, hopefully, for another film sack.
We got a good one coming up.
Something will chill out, or things will chill out a little bit on Dunaway's end, and we can make sure to see that happen. In the meantime, have a fantastic day, Randy. We'll see you later.
I love
you. Bye.
We'll see you, buddy.
He always loves us, he says. Well, all right then. Today's show's weird, so I'm just going to go right into the news. We'll do a song break after that and then bring in Daryl. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Right. Sounds good.
Why not? Hold on. I don't have any of that ready, though. Okay, now I do. Here you go.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by
the Tea Grotto in downtown Salt Lake City. Tell us about it.
I recommend it. It's a little place called the Tea Grotto. You just look it up if you're in the Salt Lake area. And if you like, it's basically what I picture Phoenix Pearl Tea looking like in Montana. We walk in there, and they've got, you know, this ginormous selection on the walls of different custom-made, custom-mixed teas, including this crazy white tea thing that's like a little brick that you can just use over and over and over, and it's
really,
really old and aged. And, yeah, I can't figure it out. It's the weirdest thing. And you can seep it, like, multiple, many times. It's really weird. But anyway,
it's amazing that it doesn't lose its potency.
Yeah. It looked like a little, like a soap that was used a lot. It's really weird.
Oh, maybe. So maybe that's it. It just is like it's such a dense brick that only the outer strata ever dissolves into your tea, and then.
Yeah, it was weird. I'll bet Gwen would know exactly what it is. I was new to it. It was like $25 or something for that thing, and apparently it lasts forever. But then they had all these other kind of teas. I got a blueberry matcha, which is kind of my thing right now, and it was fantastic. But anyway, if you're looking for just cool ambience and rad interior design and just all the teas you could imagine, plus there's a bunch of really great little restaurants. We went there while we waited for a table at the breakfast place next to it, and it was great. So anyway, it's called the Tea Grotto, and they're not, you know, they're not sponsoring or anything. I just liked it. It was cool. All right. We got a thing happening in Australia. Hundreds were evacuated from an Australian college library because of smelly fruit. Have you heard of a durian fruit? What is durian fruit?
Durian fruit is, it's known for being absolutely repulsive in its smell. And I want to say it's like there's that ugly fruit that's like really spiky, but durian kind of looks similar to that, if I remember correctly.
And is it edible? Like it tastes okay?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah, I guess. I've never had it because the everything you ever hear about durian fruit is that it just smells so disgusting. So
man, look at that.
I couldn't get past that. Like I wouldn't be able to say, oh well, if it smells disgusting but tastes great, I'll have to try that. But
you're right about
it's
the
spiky.
Spiky, yeah. The outers, yeah. Outer edges of this thing is really. Ooh, look at those. They look prehistoric or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty. Well, anyway, I guess these really stink. And the library of an Australian university was evacuated as a result. They thought it was a gas leak. It turned out to be something totally different. Around 550 people evacuated from the University of Canberra's library in under 6 minutes on Thursday because of what was believed to be a gas leak. The unpleasant smell turned out to be durian, a smelly fruit. We are open, the university wrote about an hour later. The lingering gas smell in the building is completely safe. Someone left a durian fruit in one of our bins. The offending fruit was dubbed by the school, has a creamy, stringy texture. No thanks, dude.
Already, that's like, I don't want that combination of anything.
That sounds awful.
Like, give me a creamy texture on something, or give me a stringy texture, like string cheese or you know, something like that. I don't want both together. That's,
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Smithsonian once described it as, quote, turpentine and onions garnished with a gym sock.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So do you think it was like a prank that they left this in there? Or was somebody like, no, I happen to like durian fruit. I just forgot it. I just accidentally left it in my locker.
I mean, it feels like if it has that notorious of a reputation, somebody had to know what they were doing by putting it in that can. There's no way that thing was going to make anybody too happy.
Yeah.
Good news, though, for residents of Arizona, if you're into being like a ninja, nunchucks are no longer a felony. It used to be a felony to own them in Arizona. How is it a felony to own nunchucks but not to own a gun? I don't get that. I mean, I understand First Amendment doesn't say...
right to bear nunchucks.
Yeah, right to bear nunchucks.
Second Amendment.
That's funky to me. Anyway, on Friday, State Republican Governor Doug Ducey... to sign a bill removing nunchucks from a list of prohibited weapons that includes bombs, gun silencers, and automatic firearms. Until Friday, people who practiced martial arts faced the risk of felony charges for possessing nunchucks in public. Arizona only allowed the weapons to be used in preparation for martial arts competitions. The average person can do far more damage using a baseball bat than nunchucks, says Arizona Representative John Kavanaugh, a Republican. He told
me, but can you lob a fly ball into right field with a pair of nunchucks? I don't think so.
You know, probably not, actually. I'm trying to think who could do that, but nobody that I can think of. Says they are not dangerous to anybody, and we really think kids and adults should do martial arts activities. It should be legal for them to possess them. Several states, including Arizona, adopted the ban in the 70s as martial arts movies took off, like the stuff Bruce Lee was in, according to the Arizona Daily Star. Oh, weird. A bunch of old farts reacting to popular culture and then banning something. Weird. That never happens.
Weird.
Last year, a federal judge struck down a similar ban in New York, ruling that nunchucks were protected under the Second Amendment. Speaking of the Second Amendment, supporters of the bill are celebrating, saying that people who use the weapons for martial arts are unlikely to use them to commit a crime.
It's true. Second Amendment is really just the right to bear arms. It doesn't say what those arms are. Most people just assume guns, but arms are anything, any sort of weapon. So,
did you go through a...
Is a katana protected under the Second Amendment? It must be, because it's, you know, it's a weapon.
I think swords are protected. I don't know, actually, now that you say that. I don't know if you'd... I mean, you're not going to do well against somebody with a gun, but...
No. You might do well against somebody with nunchucks.
Yes.
Depends on how long the chain is between those nunchucks.
Yeah. I played enough Soul Calibur to know who wins that fight, I guess. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Did you go through a like a teenage period where you were super into nunchucks and ninja stars and all that crap?
Or did not, but I was part of a group of friends that had... that had those tendencies. They were like all excited about ninja stars, and that was it. It was really like throwing stars and nunchucks. Nobody was into like, I'm gonna carry a bow staff around or any of the other ninja weapons. It just seemed to be primarily those, you know, those things. And they, you know, the store that sells all the Chinese import crap was all over the selling those to the teenagers.
Yeah, we were by one over the weekend, and they had all sorts of swords and katanas. And I mean, I kind of like that stuff, but I didn't really have the phase either when my friends were going, but I had, like you, I had friends that were, and they were bringing this stuff to school and they were getting in trouble all the time. And they were chucking ninja stars in like shop class and the wood that they would set up. And like, it just seemed like it was a thing for a hot minute. That was a huge thing for kids growing up. I don't know if they care about that stuff anymore, but back in the day, man, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Here's a great excuse for your child porn collection. You ready for this one?
I've been looking for one, so good. Yes.
Good. Please. This guy in Texas has you covered. A Texas man blames West Nile virus for his child porn distribution.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the mosquitoes made me do it.
Yeah, always. Always the virus carried by mosquitoes are the ones that get you distributing child porn, as we all know. Mm-hmm. As we know. Says a man who claimed to suffer from brain damage because of the West Nile virus was sentenced to 20 years in prison for recording and distributing child pornography. Irving Moses Marquez, age 30, received the maximum sentence after he pled guilty to federal charges of recording and distributing videos depicting situations that included compromising sexual exploitation of children. As part of his plea agreement, the charge of visual exploitation of a child under 12 was dismissed. Says here he wasn't in the right state of mind. He say he contracted West Nile virus in 2009 and that the virus subsequently made him sexually aggressive. I did a little check-in. It's not one of the side effects.
It isn't. Oh, really? Okay.
No.
Darn.
No. Turns out it's got nothing to do.
I'm trying to think of like a West Nile pun or something that is porny, but...
I'll take corny.
Yeah, I can't come up with anything.
Corny's
breast
okay.
Breast Nile virus?
Breast Nile virus.
Maybe I caught the breast Nile virus.
How about penile virus?
There you go.
Anyway, John Calhoun. Hey, Jay Calhoun. Somebody in the chat here. The attorney who represented him said...
Oh, yeah, Jay Calhoun. Wow, look at you.
Let's see. He tried to get him a maximum 5-year sentence. Here's what he said. This is what the lawyer actually said. It wasn't him who did it. He didn't ask for West Nile. Because of the mental and emotional conditions of Mr. Marquez, he deserves a variance of the 20 years. The government is asking for up to 20. We are asking for 5 and extensive supervised release. Whatever. I know defense attorneys have to defend their clients, but dude.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds to find out whether or not West Nile virus does anything to your brain to make you sexually aggressive or not.
Right. Yeah. I like the fact that they're sitting in the conference room at some point saying, "Oh, you know what you do? Let's use the West Nile virus defense."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. Gets you out every time.
Yeah.
Finally, if you've got $3 billion to lose, I got a great new way to lose it.
Oh, cool.
Here's how you do it. If you want to sink a $3 billion submarine, just forget to close the hatch.
Oops.
Yeah, I'll get you every time. Ari Hent is the most important platform within India's nuclear triad covering land, air, sea modes. The Hindu reports. The Hindu is not a guy. It is a paper.
It's a newspaper, yes. The National Hindu.
anyway, the modern, they have this modern submarine. It's beautiful, actually, looking. I saw some pictures of it. It's not a simple machine. A loss of propulsion, unexpected flooding, or trouble with reactors or weapons could doom a sub crew. But it's also a good idea to close the hatch before you get in there. Call it a lesson learned for the Indian Navy, which managed to put the country's first nuclear missile submarine, the 2.9 billion INS Arahant, out of commission in the most boneheaded way possible. The Hindu reported yesterday that it had been out of commission since suffering major damage some 10 months ago due to what the Navy source characterized as human error. Turned out to be, they allowed water to flood to the sub's propulsion compartment after failing to secure one of the vessel's external hatches. Like, literally shut the door on your way in, or you're going to flood the joint. Water rushed into the hatch, and the rear side was left open by mistake. Let's see. The Hindu reports, since then, the sub has been undergoing repairs and cleanup, according to the paper. Besides other repair, many pipes had to be cut open and replaced. Many pipes cut open and replaced.
Yeah. I don't know how you take a bucket down there and you start dumping the bucket, you know, emptying the thing to get that thing back up and floating, what floatable.
What do you do to the guy that did it? Like, the guy in charge of the hatch, what do you do to him? Do you just...
Ironically, it was Richard Hatch, which I think is just mind-blowing, the fact that...
Which one? Actor or guy what?
Well, there's only one living still, right? Didn't the Battlestar Galactic Richard Hatch pass away a couple years ago?
Yeah, he died. Yeah. So all we got left is...
Zorek or Zarek. What was he on the new Galactica?
It was a name like that, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
He was a senator, one of the quorum of the thing there. I forgot his name.
I can't remember it either. Yeah, it was Zarek. Okay. Zarek. Or Zarek.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great in that.
He was great. Yeah. Yes.
I like that.
So it would have to be the Survivor OG winner, naked Survivor contestant Richard Hatch.
Perfect.
Who accidentally left the hatch open.
Can't wait.
And again, two things you don't want to leave open, your submarine hatch or your Richard hatch.
Yeah, never leave your Richard hatch open. It's good advice. No. Here's some other good advice. Take a break when you can and play a song when you can. Well, we're going to follow that advice right now and play one. Brian, do you have a song?
I do. Let's go to Iowa. You know, the far reaches of Iowa for this Indian in the Middle. This is a brand new album that's going to be coming out June 14th. Big thanks to Marathon Artists and Publishing for sending this over. You know, people love Tuesdays on TMS because they get a little Justin Robert Young, a little Jury, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to give you Max Jury. That's this guy's name, Max Jury. So even more Jury than you get on a Tuesday, you get Max Jury today. His second album is coming out. It is called Modern World. This is the title track from that album. It is Modern World. Here is Max Jury.
In certain lights, on certain nights, it is all okay. But most of the time, it's all a fight. Keep the wolves at bay. No, I want you, but I'm scared of getting hurt. I'm broken in place. I'm living in the modern world, jumping over modern hurdles, drinking every night. Till we start again the next day. I'm living in the modern world, living in the modern world, drinking every night away. Till we start again the next day. A comedy, tragedy, you could see it either way. Most of the time they both are right. You choose how you wanna play. You know I want you, you know I want you, baby. But I'm scared of getting hurt, burned, broken in place. I'm living in the modern world, jumping over modern hurdles, drinking every night. Till we start again the next day. I'm living in the modern world, living in the modern world, drinking every night away. Till we start again the next day.
Hey, you guys, let's talk about, I don't know, something a lot of people don't like to talk about publicly, but it's okay. It's okay to do it. Remember those days when you were ready to go, guys? Well, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. So listen up, BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. They bring you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity shows up. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made right here in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the code TMS. Just pay $5 shipping. That's again, BlueChew.com with promo code TMS to try it for free. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's show.
I don't know what to do with my life. I'm going to sing a song to my life. I'm here to stay.
You can't treat us like that, Sam. It ain't right. We got our work to do.
Money is honey. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Going to answer some of your questions here real quick. I put out a call on the Twitter to ask for some Ask TMS questions. Because why not? And then we'll get Daryl in here and he can tell us about some hot Trek news he's got burning under his skin.
Yeah, I was excited to see part of this. I saw it in the Hollywood Reporter this morning and I was really happy to see it. So, yep, we'll get to that in a minute.
Me as well. All right, Rishi B, we know him. He says,
we do.
Yeah, he's cool. We like that guy. He says this, what's the album art for the Scott and Brian Band first album? So what do we use for album art? For? Let's assume you and I had musical talent outside of Coverville.
Yes, it would be the two of us standing in the Great Plains of Green River, Utah and Colorado, performing our, like a live shot of us performing our concert.
Yeah, a little Vegas yeah. roll off to the side, it's just sitting right, on a plate exactly. ready to be eaten, sure. Also, on the back, it'll be Eddie the Beast eating a sandwich. I think that'd be pretty
Eddie
cool.
the Beast? Eddie from Iron Maiden?
Yeah, we'd borrow him from Iron Maiden. They're not doing anything with
him. No, they're not using him currently. Not is he right on now. Do they put him on the side of the planes that... what's his face flies?
I don't know.
I keep wanting to say Joe Elliott, but Joe Elliott was Def Leppard.
Right. And, not the singer, the other guy, right? Are we talking about the singer or somebody else in the band?
We're talking about, the singer. The lead singer of Iron Maiden is a pilot. Oh, no, I take that back. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard is the pilot, not the guy from, or am I completely confusing Iron Maiden and Def Leppard's lead singers? One of their lead singers is a pilot.
Sings for and Iron I think it's
yeah, Bruce Dickinson. Bruce Dickinson is a pilot. Bruce Dickinson, lead singer of Iron Maiden.
I did not
so
know
I'm
that.
Wondering if they put Eddie on the side of the plane, like printed on the side of the plane.
I would have had no idea about that. That's pretty cool. Oh, these guys are old now. I was just looking at a picture of Iron Maiden and realized they had Age so quickly. But anyway, let's see here. Oh, yeah, he's 60 years old.
So Ed Force One. So the Ed Force One plane has the Iron Maiden logo on the side.
Yeah. But not Eddie. But
I don't see Eddie on there. You'd put Eddie on the tail, right? Like a Frontier flight.
Oh, Eddie the Beast is the coolest dude. Oh, yeah, there he is. Dickinson in full flight suit while filming Flying Heavy Metal, some kind of documentary. Oh, there it is. Eddie the Beast on the tail.
Oh, do they have him on the tail?
Yeah, I'll send you this image.
Oh, yeah. Is it the one of, yeah, where he's like holding his hands out?
Let's see. No, it's more like just his head. And then it says the Book of Soul. Oh, it's a tour plane. I guess he flew it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I used to love those guys. Run good. To the hill.
As long as they've got Eddie on the plane, then I'm fine with that.
Here, Chad, I'll show you on my screen. Here you go. See, look at that. That's pretty cool. I mean, that would just scare you if you're in like a regular Delta plane and that comes ripping by. Mm-hmm. Woo!
That's cool.
Yeah.
Bring your plugs on that flight. Always. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's one from Jack Fox who says, what indie game that isn't on the Switch would you like to see put on the Switch? And he says, I would love to see Slay the Spire on the Switch. Indie game that's not on the Switch.
God, that's a really good question. I haven't played too many.
What's crazy is there's a billion indie games on the Switch, so it's not like it's a platform that's bereft of indie games.
Cities Skylines is the first one that that comes to mind for me, because I'd like to have the ability to play that portably, as well as plugging into a TV and playing it that way. And because you've got a touch screen, you can do that whole like going over to this area and plopping a new residential area, or going over here. It's like City Skylines is the way better. It's already on there. Sent me a text.
I have good news for you. It is literally now on the Switch. Yep.
That's great. All right. Well, there we go. Yep.
$39.99 for that thing. That's an interesting. I wonder how that port. I'm sure that's pretty good. I don't think they use the touch screen for it, but that's a great game. Mm-hmm. Making me want to get
it. Using HD Rumble, a rumble effect helps find the most efficient area to place service buildings in your city. That's cool.
Yeah, because it can do...
All right, I think I'm picking that up. It's a bummer because I've already bought it on Steam and got a whole, got a couple of the DLC, but I might buy it again just for the Switch, because...
Right, but that is
a good question. How well does it play? Especially if they're not using the touchscreen feature.
There's probably some review here we could find. Let's just see what the general...
Bill would know, right? Wouldn't Bill know?
I don't know. Would Bill know?
Bill from, Run Jump Stomp.
Oh, I thought you meant Bill. Yeah, I thought you meant our Bill.
Not our Bill. Not our Bill. Not our...
Our other Bill. We'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here we go. City Skylines, Nintendo Switch Edition. Currently enjoying... It's not bad, around 70% average. They say it's just the complaints about it on here. It seems like it's just hard. It's just it's more of a mouse and keyboard game, so a little hard to map to control. But still, if you want to get it on the road, there you go. Sure. All right, how about this one? This is Ida Bloke who says, what question won't you answer?
This one. Next one.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one. That was it.
That was the one, yeah.
I don't know if there's a question I wouldn't answer. I'm sure there's something.
How often do you and your wife do it?
How often do you manage it?
Your wife, does she go? Does she go? Nudge, nudge, grin, grin, wink, wink, down to me. That is the question we won't answer.
Yeah, we won't answer that one, I guess. And then finally, Jeannie says, not our Jeannie, different Jeannie, says, what are the points in, I assume in, your point system for 6 parking lot tacos? For the record, it was 5. It was always 5, but for some reason people say 6, and I don't know why, but it was 5 tacos.
I'm going to come clean. This last weekend, I was running out grabbing a couple things. I made Tina stuffed French toast for Mother's Day, and I needed to go get some brioche bread. While I was in the bakery section, I grabbed an eclair and ate it. In the parking lot as I was driving back home. I'm like, I'm totally eating this, totally eating an eclair.
What's the points on an eclair? Are they high?
Oh, man, it's got to be, yeah. Because it's got custard in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's like, it had to be 20 points at the...
Oh.
16 points for an eclair. You know what? That's totally not Not bad.
That's more than a cheeseburger, but still not bad. It's not too bad.
Still not bad. So a Taco Bell, just a plain taco, right?
Yeah, regular old taco. Well, soft taco. Soft beef.
Here we go. Soft or crunchy?
Soft.
Soft?
I always go soft.
With beef or chicken?
Beef.
Okay, here we go. 6 points for one Taco Bell soft taco. So 30 points for five of those.
Jeez.
And that would be more than my... That would be more than I'd... Oh, no, that's just under what I'm allowed every day.
Per day, right?
Per day, yes. I get 36 every day.
Man. What could you do with 6 points? So you could do all those five tacos, and then what's left?
10 points, you'd basically got to do salads. Yeah. You'd spend your points on dressing.
Yeah.
And eggs.
Eggs. Dressing and eggs. Eggs. All right.
Dressing and eggs. Yeah. Well,
hopefully that answers
I did. You know, we never did. Since we didn't do a show on Friday, I had my weigh on Friday morning, and down 0.2 pounds, but I like seeing the needle move that direction.
It's better to go down than up.
Better to go down than up. Yep. It's totally true.
Right. On that note, Daryl time.
Yeah.
Let's give him a call. He'll be home. He's not at work. He's
no,
home
I'm
instead.
Not.
Oh, how, what happened? There were technical issues at work or something? What's going on?
Yes, that would be correct.
What kind of deal? What happened? What kind of horrible thing happened?
Well, stuff there isn't working, so people got sent home.
Oh, well, that's no good. Well, here's your theme.
It's all mushy and wet.
There you go. It's Daryl Scales, everybody.
Spilled a pumpkin spice latte on the office router. Blew it out. So do you just tell the office, no wife, I'm going home. See ya.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's nice. Cool. I don't have that option. I have to like scramble and freak out if I don't have internet. So you're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Daryl's here. We're going to talk about Star Trek things and Star Trek related things. For example, there's news out that the Orville's getting a season 3. I guess that's good if you're watching the Orville and liking it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets better and better.
Yeah. Guess
it does. I like the season finale. Won't say anything, but I do like the fact that they do something that I always worry about. But they have ramifications for doing it. And I like that. Like, it's not just, we solved every problem this way, but there are ramifications involved. I like that.
All right. I need to just watch the damn show. What's my problem?
You do need to watch the damn show. Are you still in first season, right?
Yeah, I still haven't gone past episode 1 or whatever I ended on. So
I think this point, you probably got to watch episode 1 again just to re-get that initial story set up.
Do you think by binging it, am I going to be super noticing like the change from comedy to more pure Trek? Because that's what everyone tells me. Like by the time you get to season 2, things are a little more Trekish.
I felt like they had made that switch really early on in season 1. Like I felt like your pilot had a little bit more of the Seth MacFarlane style Family Guy comedy. But by episode 2 and 3, that stuff was already starting to disappear.
All right. I'm going to watch it. Finally, I'll do it. Beyond that, do we know anything else about it, Daryl? Anything else happening with the Orville that you want to mention?
That's all I know. It's renewed, and that's the big news.
All right. Well, good news, everybody. The Orville, season 3. Also, Lower Decks held the first table read May 7th. Lower Decks is, remind me, what is that? Is that
the animated? The animated comedy from the Rick and Morty guy.
Oh, from, what's his name?
Michael something.
No.
I think.
No.
Is that not it?
No. It's Justin Roiland, that's it.
Justin Roiland.
No,
yeah.
No, it's not him.
Oh, well then it's Dan Harmon. I would know it.
It's the guy that does the season 8 TNG stuff on Twitter.
Oh, well that's a different, he's not one of them. Creators then, because it's Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland who created Rick and Morty. I don't know who.
Oh no, not the creator. He's a writer on Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay. All right. No. I think I knew that, and now that you say it, it's coming back to me. It wasn't one of those two guys. All right, then that's cool. So they've done their first table read, which means it's cast and they're ready and they're going.
Yeah, I didn't know they were far, but that's great.
Show will be ready in 2021 or 2022. Well, that's a big difference to say.
Yeah,
the table read, well,
they've
got a lot of animation to do, but that seems like such a long time if they're already doing
We'll have the Picard show before then, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But different networks, right? They could do them simultaneously. It'd be all right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. This isn't CBS All Access. This is going to be on a different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. That's right.
Or wait, there's two animated things. Now I'm starting to get them confused. There's the kids show that's on Nickelodeon. I think this animated series is still on All Access.
Oh, is it also a comedy? This Lower Decks thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, both the one for kids, is it more adventure-y? Or is it just straight up funny? Like, that seems weird and redundant. They're going to have two animated comedy Trek shows. Isn't that weird?
Well, the Nickelodeon one, I think, is just kids stuff.
Yeah. May not be as comedic, but more like your typical kids show kind of comedy.
All right. Sign me up. I'm ready. I'll watch all this.
And one more thing on the Picard show. Outside of the U.S. and Canada, it's going to be on Amazon Prime, which is different now.
Mm. Oh.
It was on.
Oh, right, because it was on Netflix outside of U.S. and Canada.
That's weird. How did they work that deal out? That's weird. Isn't it weird?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know.
Jeff Bezos is a big Trek fan, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, he loves Star Trek, especially the episodes where they take pictures of each other's junk and then text it to each other.
Worst episode ever.
All right. Well, I'm in on all this stuff. That sounds great. I don't really want to wait until 2022, but I guess if I have to, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Better to do a good job on it than put out garbage.
Yeah. And no word on Discovery Season 3 in terms of major casting or anything weird. It's all we're still basking in the glow of that finale, I guess.
Yeah. They're working on it.
Yeah.
But they're not filming it yet. They're doing scripts and that kind of thing.
I have an idea. You ready for this? Here's my idea. You get Captain Archer, who's really old now, right? So you get Scott Bakula back. Mm-hmm. And somehow, through some kind of weird time warp, him, Captain Lorca, the good Lorca, okay? Mm-hmm. And Captain Pike all get stuck together on a little ship. And we have adventures with them.
I'm all for any way to bring... Ensign Scott, is
Mount,
that it?
Mount.
Ensign Mount.
Not Williams.
I just didn't want to say Ensign Williams. That's the only one I knew not to say. But it'd be great to have him on anything because he's great. But
he is. I'd like to see them, all the ones we really love, like Ensign Mount and the Klingon lady. I'd like to see them do different characters in makeup so we don't know who they are.
Oh, that'd be all right. They do that sometimes in Star Trek, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Someone will show up and you'll be like, oh, wait a minute, who is that guy? It's like that.
Yeah, they killed off one character and then had the person play them come back and replace themselves.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got some Star Trek news of my own. Amarin Shimmerman, however you say his name, mm-hmm. Quark mm-hmm. from DS9, is joining the... So the Utah Shakespeare Festival is actually... It sounds dumb because people don't think of us as like Shakespeare-y here or whatever, but it's actually huge and it's in Cedar City, which is like halfway between here and Vegas. And they, for like 2 weeks, that whole place just becomes Shakespeare Central. And he's going to play. Oh, I forgot. His Twitter says who's going to be. He's in Othello or something. Or maybe it's King Lear. I don't remember. But Star Trek's Quark is going to be on stage at the Utah Shakespeare Festival.
That's cool.
Yeah. If you're into that.
That should be fun.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll earn all kinds of gold press latinum for his work.
You know, Iago sounds like it could be a Ferengi name. So let's say he's going to be in Othello and he's going to play Iago.
Oh, Iago totally does. You're right about that. Yeah. The whole episode on that where Commander Baldhead, what's his name? What's his name? Sisko. Commander Sisko.
Oh, you're talking, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they find a big-eared refugee who needs help. And then Quark puts him in the thing, and da-da-da, there's your episode. Whee! Daryl, it's been a real pleasure having you on today.
Why, thank you.
Anything else you want to mention? I guess your Star Trek show is still going strong. Now that Discovery's over, what are you guys doing week to week?
We're still doing the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular that's jumping out? I've been following Michael Gaines' Twitter activity, and he seems to be talking a lot about TOS stuff, so I assume... It's all TOS all the time right now. It feels like
Oh, no, we're doing everything. TOS, Deep Space Nine, Enterprise, all of it.
Yeah. Voyager, you into Voyager?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
7 of 9.
Yeah.
Pretty lady. Pretty lady. All right. Daryl Skills is, of course, at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Trek Nerd on Twitter. Follow him there. Daryl, stay out of trouble. We'll see you later.
Ga, ga, ga. See you and prosper.
Oh, I forgot to. I never showed. He had video and I should have shown it.
Oh.
That's okay.
Oh, right, because he was in Skype.
Yeah, he was definitely in Skype. All right. Quick mashup and then we will get the H out. Actually, I didn't even check to see if we have one. Do we? Oh, yeah, we totally
do. There is one. Yep.
Yeah, there totally is. In fact, this one's called Monday Mashup Whackin' for Mother... Whackin' for Mother Nature.
Oh, God.
This is concerning a little bit. But I'm going to play it, and we'll see what happens. Here you go.
Hi, I am on show.
I am on show now. I am Kitty on show.
I am on show. Hello.
Welcome to Kitty Show. This is me. I now perform Kitty Face.
Huh. It's called Carrillo, Chichillo, Crapachicho. I don't know the name of it.
Sure, it's exactly that, yes.
So I said, that sounds great. There you go.
Bless my sacred body against these vermin.
He's the best.
Oh, it's totally fun to Bigfoot.
Somebody farts on the train. You're breathing in his bum.
Oh, it's a lovely... I haven't had a cookie in ages, right?
Hedgehog porn.
Oh, fantastic.
Very popular right now, except all the teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Oof. Okay, time to take a shower.
And they said not
she
to be...
She pulled a big, hard crock out of her pants.
That was a big, hard, throbbing crock. I regret nothing. What happened? Oh, my third nipple sprung a leak, and now there's purple blood everywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a loud a-hole.
If we take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you put yourself in a good place physically, you might be just fine.
Oh, man, that freaking slap. Did it again.
Oh, you're really pretty. I didn't realize we'd be dating.
I hate that laugh so bad.
Let me go smoke a bong.
Don't need the snow anymore. Is that how that song goes? No, that's not how it works.
Let it go, let it go. Don't need the snow anymore. Let it go, let it go.
My favorite Simpsons character is Mo.
And I like Margaret Cho.
That was the same exact thing you told me about the time you were whacking it. Exact same
right,
terms.
Right, right. Yeah, I got a goal. I got a goal. I have, you know.
I may not be helping the world, but it feels good. That's what you told me.
It feels good to me.
Yeah.
So
I'm helping the world just one. I'm not even going to finish this. Not even going to finish this.
Nice. It's good to get Dunaway in there as well.
It is. I like hearing other voices on here.
Yeah, we get those once in a while.
Regulars. Nice.
Thank you, Jamie. TMS Mashups on Twitter and at patreon.com/TMS Mashups for his fine work. Ryan, you're guesting
Jamie
on another.
Oh, a really good. Jamie also a really, really good contributor for great questions on Babel Royale. I wanted to throw that out there, too.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's come up with some great ones.
Guy's into it.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Cord Killers today, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, talking with Schwood and Merritt on talking about cutting cords. I'm going to cut like 11 of them while I'm on the show. I don't know which ones I'll find, like a couple power cords, and I'm going to bring in a pregnant lady and cut the umbilical cord after she gives birth.
Perfect.
You know, it's no promises, but those are cords I will cut on cord cutters.
You got to cut those cord killers.
Cord
you got to kill them.
Killers today.
Yeah. Gotta kill them cords and cut them. Why not?
Oh, now I have to kill them? Yeah. I was just planning on cutting them. Now I've got to kill them?
That's actually a really fun show to be on, so people check that out. That'll be tonight. Was it 5, you say, our time? Something
five
like that.
5 Mountain Time, yeah.
And they stream it over at...
7 Eastern.
Yeah. It's a good show. So go check that out. In the meantime, right after this, or about 45 minutes from now, I will be doing the Skim Show with Kim. So that's now on Mondays after TMS. Each and every week, we'll be doing that here shortly, so stick around for that. If you so desire, there will be no Boop Show today without Dunaway. I may squeeze in a game stream or something during that slot, but his last-minute outage means that we're not going to be able to do that today. Normal schedule all week, though, for most everything else, so stick around. Oh, well, that's another thing I'll talk about tomorrow. All right, patreon.com/TMS is how you support us. Please do. We need it. It's how we survive. And if you're looking for anything else, including that, over at our website, you can find it at frogpants.com/TMS. All right, play us a song. What do you got?
I have a request that came in from Jonathan Torregano. I'm sure he really rolls that R. Torregano. Mm. He says, hey, Sarfang and Blaine Bloodhoof. Bane Bloodhoof. Blaine?
Bane.
It's not a World of Warcraft name. That's a major appliance. I've been listening to TMS since around 2014, 2015, and I feel like now is the best time to make a request. I'm finally graduating from college on May 18th. It's been a long road to get here, but I kept telling myself it's not a race. It's a marathon. And at 26, I don't think I'm too late to the finish line. Thanks for all the shows and looking forward to more. I'll leave this momentous occasion song choice in your hands. Thanks. Love the show, though, Jonathan. Mm. Also, is it too early to get a fish sandwich or perhaps to test the ship's phasers?
Oh, man. Let's test the ship's phasers. That's my favorite.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
Yeah.
Mm. That's right.
Mm. It's good stuff.
All right. Here we go. He actually said anything that's sort of power ballady that the cover master deems appropriate, maybe Journey or Bon Jovi. Well, once you said Journey, I knew that's where the direction I was going to go. Anthrax in 2013 released an album called Anthems, which was one of their it was their cover album. Really, really good cover album by Anthrax, including this song here by Journey. Not one of the ones you usually hear getting covered. Not a Separate Ways or a Don't Stop Believing or an Open Arms. Nope, they go a little bit deeper with this cut. Keep on running. Here is Anthrax covering Journey. We'll be right back.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Chuck Testa.